Blog Talk Radio.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fall.
All righty, wow, you could just go on and on with that song, can't you? And just sing along. Sing along, why don't we? Why don't I open up everybody's line on the phones and we all can sing to that song? How about that? Well, thanks for joining us. It's been a marathon of a day. Started at about noon, about 7 hours ago. Did have a 2-hour break, but other than that, we have been all over the place as far as guests from this beautiful world of ours, and beautiful guests they are. And we, oh boy, where did we go? We went from Louisiana, I always like to sometimes look at this. Now, we went from, today was a good day to show you. We went from Louisiana, as far as guests, Louisiana, and then we went to Spain, and then we brought it back to California, and then we kicked it out to the Ukraine. How about that? So we went from the U.S. to Spain, back to the U.S., and then to the Ukraine. Is that not covering the world or what? Only on Journey into the Light, I might add. Oh, I love it. So, all right. Well, we have a wonderful, beautiful guest coming on right now as Sumaya Wood is our guest here joining us. And she's going to be taking your phone calls. Yes, your phone calls. So she'll be doing intuitive reading, soul coaching, and any issue you're dealing with that is, troubles your heart. You're definitely going to want to talk to Sumaya because she really, really works with you and does make changes in your life. Not a prediction, but actual changes. And there's a big difference. Big difference. A prediction is only good for mostly what you hear in your ears, but actually changing what's within and changing your energy and moving the blocks around, that is what lasts. So I think that covers it, right? Okay, so dial on in here. Can you hear that better, Bonnie, with my mic down closer to my mouth, or is it all the same? I don't know. I can't hear myself. But to speak to Sumaya, you can, Bonnie said that does help. Sometimes during the breaks, I'll move the mic up so it's not right over my mouth. If I might want to maybe grab a drink. So, and then I forget sometimes to bring it down. Okay, well, there you go. I really digressed there. Okay, the number to call on in, 347-884-8245 is the number to call on in. And press the 1 on your phone, and we will come to your call. How about that? So let's go ahead and join in with Sumaya Wood to the show. Welcome back. How you doing?
Hey, great. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing good.
Who told that I was singing along?
Oh, I know you.
I totally was singing along.
Yes, I know you. I thought of that, actually. I thought, do I talk to her in the screening room? And then I got this vision of you singing along to the song. Cause
I was totally singing along, like, loud.
Well, I should have put everybody's, especially your line, on air. You wouldn't have known it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everyone could hear how bad my singing is, but I was having fun.
That's what counts. I mean, I did.
Exactly.
I did about 5 or 6 karaoke songs some years ago. They're pretty bad, but I enjoyed it. So
it's
that's what
totally
counts.
Fun. It's totally mm-hmm. fun. Yeah. And it opens up the throat chakra.
Does it?
Yep.
That is good. So what's new in your world?
Oh, our new president has me doing my work. So that's been my, over the past week, doing my work. Working to remember truth. What do I know is true? So he's continuing to be an exceptional spiritual teacher for me.
Yeah, we thought the campaign was tough. That was nothing compared to this.
4 more years, yeah.
Oh, I don't know the country take it.
I will be definitely I will definitely have much deeper awareness and understanding of spiritual facts and spiritual truth at the end of 4 years.
Oh, man.
He's definitely, and I say that, and I'm laughing as I say it, and it's absolutely true. Like, my spiritual understanding, since he has declared his candidacy, what, a year and a half ago-ish, I've definitely accelerated my spiritual growth and understanding as a result of using the things that are triggering me to go deeper into the spiritual truths that I know. So anybody who is getting triggered by whether it's him or anything else going on in the world, use that instead of looking outward, use it as an opportunity to go inward and really see what it is that's triggering you and how can you go back to spiritual truth and expand your understanding of that.
Sumaya, can you give out your contact information really quick while I adjust a few things here?
Absolutely. You can reach me via my website, which is sumayawood.com, and Sumaya is spelled S as in Sam, U, M as in Mary, A-I-Y-A, last name is Wood, W-O-O-D, and it's sumayawood.com. And there is a link on the show page to the website.
Okay, great. Let's take our first call then, area code 828. Welcome to the show. Can we get your first name?
Oh, yeah. Stan. How you doing?
Stan?
Stan, yeah. Can you hear me okay?
I can. How are you, Stan? I just wanted to make sure I heard your name correctly.
Yeah, yeah. That's me.
Awesome. How are you? How can I help you today?
Well, let's see. It's my first time I'm making your acquaintance, so I'm not familiar with the way you do things.
Mm-hmm.
So I just offer up a question.
If there's any particular area that you want to focus on, just let me know what it is, and I will tune in. And if I get something, I will share whatever comes up to share.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm living in the mountains of North Carolina, and
okay.
I'm 64 years old, and I have a 2.5-year-old son.
Okay.
I'm being a daddy for like the third time around.
Okay, wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm sort of semi-retired. Using this opportunity to have a different way of being with my son than my other sons who are adults now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can spend a lot of time with him and nurture him. And I don't know, it's just been an amazing experience. But I'd just like to know what you might be getting in regard to what is next for me. I know there's more I am to do. In addition to family stuff, and wondering if you might have some insight or some words that could help me move to the next place, so to speak.
Sure. There's definitely more opening up for you. The minute you started talking, I just started feeling this really warm light up the whole right side of my body. And when that happens for me, so the right side is giving, left side is receiving, so that there is something more that you are to give to the world beyond your family. I think you're absolutely spot on. It has to do with communication. Do you write or do you... I'm feeling both writing and speaking. I see you on stage giving a talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you writing. I don't know. Are you writing a book or do you write at all?
Words are important to me.
Okay.
Reflect a lot about the words before I speak them and write them. And I'm working, I guess you could say, my significant other is, she's 20 years younger than me. She's a bit
okay.
of a student, so to speak, for me. And
a bit of a
I feel
what,
like
sorry?
A student for me.
Oh,
like,
student. Oh, okay. Yeah,
I feel
yeah,
like,
got it.
I feel like... me working with her is helping me to learn how I am to work but there's others to help them to really speak what they mean, because communication in the world especially just seems to get big getting worse. People really saying what they mean with their words instead of using tired cliches to communicate, because it doesn't work.
Well, while you've been talking, all of my upper chakras, starting with my heart chakra up, are lighting up all at the same time. So what it feels like is whatever that communication is that you're communicating out to into the world is very heart-based. And it's also, there is, my third eye is like lit up. And so to me that says that there is some insight that you, it's the way you see the world, not through your senses, that is going to be really important to whatever it is that you're putting out through your communications, whether it's writing or speaking or some combination thereof. And my crown chakra is also lit up, which signifies that there's a deeper spiritual truth that you're tapping into. So let me just make sure I'm articulating this correctly. So what I'm sensing is there's this kind of larger spiritual truth that you're pulling in, and you're able to, not that you're pulling in, it's that you're recognizing and that you're seeing how that spiritual truth emanates throughout the world, and through that, your unique perspective, that's what you're going to be communicating out. And it comes from a really deep, heart-centered space. So pay attention to your, and I'm sensing that you're already doing this, and it's coming through to share with you, is pay attention to your intuition, the things that come through, even if it doesn't make sense. I'm picking up that you're getting some really powerful downloads, for lack of a better word. And that those downloads, it's really, really important for you to share them however you intuit to share them. And it's a much broader audience than I think you're even anticipating.
Oh, okay.
So as you get these, you know, intuitive downloads and you're writing them or whatever it is that you do, look for opportunities. It's not even look for opportunities. Pay attention, because it feels like those opportunities are going to present themselves to you. Opportunities to speak. And it's in articulating whatever is coming through that you'll be refining your message. And so it's like the writing and the speaking are playing off of each other.
Right.
That as you speak that message, you'll also get further hits, further downloads of how to refine the message. And
right.
So it's that interplay, so it'll kind of go bounce back and forth between the writing and the speaking and the speaking and the writing, and that's what will help you refine the message. So I don't know why this is coming up to say it this way, but it's not that you have downloaded the message incorrectly. It's that through the speaking, there will be a refinement.
Right. Wow, you.
I hope all that makes sense.
Helpful. This is very helpful. You articulated that extremely well. Wow.
Okay, good.
I mean, it's kind of sort of a complex thing that you're presenting, but I got it. So.
Okay, good. Pay attention, because all of us are being called deeper into our true selves, our true nature at this time on the planet. And
right.
So this is a message for you and for everybody who's listening, is pay attention to what's coming through and act. Act on
right.
it, even if it doesn't make sense,
yeah.
because the it will all start to unfold. And a lot of times the universe is waiting for us to take that first step to give us more. And that's what it feels like is the case for you, Stan.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, something I've picked up along the way is that, I follow my guidance
mm-hmm.
against logic quite often. And
I know the feeling.
I lived otherwise for a long, long time, but
mm-hmm.
this is the way it is now. So thank you so much. That was really awesome. And I look
so
forward
glad.
To connecting with you some other time. Thank you. All right?
That sounds great. Thanks, Stan. Have a wonderful okay. evening.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Lots of love. Bye.
Bye.
And so while we wait for Michael to come back, just a reminder, anybody who wants to find out more about my work or connect with me offline, feel free to visit my website. Again, that is sumeyawood.com. There is a link on the show page. And feel free, I have lots of items on my blog. Also, there is a link to my YouTube channel on the upper right-hand corner of every page on my website. And on my YouTube channel, I have lots of guided meditations, affirmative prayer, affirmations, and a few other things that will support you on your spiritual journey. So feel free to have a look and a listen.
Okay, great. I was here, but I didn't know my phone was muted from the switchboard, so I was talking.
Were you singing?
And then I heard you say, huh? No, I wasn't singing.
Were you singing?
But, no, but I heard you saying, well, Michael gets back here, but so I'll say that, like, what's wrong? And I was looking. So, one of those days. But anyway, let's go. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. What I was saying was when you said much love, I was like, that has gotten so the thing to say on this show. I mean, like all the guests, I was like, how did that, just like everybody is saying that, which is great because I always say it. And anyway,
it's all good, you mean?
Oh, much love.
Oh, much love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
I alternate between much love and lots of love.
Yeah.
So it doesn't get boring.
Very good. Let's go to our next call then here with Sumeya Wood, area code 203, Connecticut. Can we get your first name, please?
Hi, this is Monica.
Hey, Monica, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am fantastic, thanks. How can I help you, love?
Well, I'm just wondering if anything special, like really good, is going to happen this year. Been kind of waiting for something for a while.
Yeah. And this is interesting. And it feels like the first step for you is giving before you receive, if that, I have no idea if that makes sense, but that's how it's coming through. It's here's how I'm hearing it. It's time to stop waiting and move out into the world, and things will flow. It's in the waiting that you are actually blocking it. Because it's almost like energetically you're looking for it and acknowledging that it's not here yet. And that energetically has kind of pushed it farther into the future. If that makes sense at all.
So what am I supposed to do?
Just go on living your life. Set that aside. It's not that you're giving up the desire, and the easiest way to explain it is that energetically what's happening is There's kind of an I want it, but I don't have it. I want it, but I don't have it. I want it, but I don't have it. And the universe hears the I don't have it. And so it continues with your not having it. Because that's the energetic vibration of you in relation to whatever it is this is. And so that's why I said and that's how it was coming through, is just move forward. It's not like you're forgetting about whatever this desire is, but you're moving forward and shifting your focus to living your life. And whatever comes up to do, like follow your intuitive hits, take action when inspiration strikes, and really, really pay attention to your inspiration, because that's how things are going to flow for you. And that it'll almost be like your signposts along the way that you're on the right path. But I'm hearing really loud and clear, stop waiting, because it's the waiting with that belief that it's not here yet that's keeping it away from you.
Okay.
Is anything else is coming through? No, that feels like that's what you needed to hear. So it feels like this is going to be a really good year for you. So just, you know, move forward with that expectation. But it's not like you're waiting for stuff to show up.
Okay.
It's like just take on that energy. And I just saw an image of you kind of putting on a cloak. So it's this cloak of like, this is going to be an awesome year, and there's just that knowing, and you're just wrapped up in that cloak of goodness, and you don't have to think about it, you don't have to wait for it, it's that cloak is already on you, it's already covering you up and supporting you and keeping you warm, and just move out into the world knowing that cloak is already there. And it's all good things are being drawn to you, so you don't have to force, you don't have to wait. And that's the other thing. I don't know if there's a part of you that feels like you have to force to make things happen.
Well, I don't want to have to do that. You know, I've been kind of waiting for clarity and some feeling of direction. And I feel like I'll get it, but I'm waiting.
So clarity is here right now, right? And so it's that feeling like you don't have clarity that's keeping you from having clarity. And so if you approach it from the perspective that clarity is here right now, I don't have to do anything to get it. I don't have to change anything in the world or within me, because infinite intelligence right here and right now, that infinite intelligence that created everything of itself is the true nature of my being. And that infinite intelligence knows everything about everything. And the other thing that's coming up to share with you, I mentioned a few minutes ago, my YouTube channel, and I have a prayer for guidance on my YouTube channel that feels like it might resonate for whatever your situation is. So if you feel guided, have a listen to that, and just take in the words, because it's all focused on the fact that guidance is right here and right now, that infinite intelligence that is all that is guiding your footsteps moment to moment to moment to moment.
Okay. All right.
Anything else?
Good. Well, I have the same kind of situation with my daughter and going to school. I don't know if she should approach switching colleges, you know, like more like at the end of next semester or in the next this fall.
It doesn't feel right. For the switch.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm just checking in if that's like a permanent thing or if it's just the end of this. It's definitely not the right time at the end of this semester.
Okay.
And I'm not sure that she's going to want to switch afterwards. I'm not getting really clear insight. It feels like that bit, like beyond this semester, is up in the air. So,
yeah, so
pay attention to what comes up, both you and her. And it feels like she'll have a knowing of what's right, but it doesn't feel right at the end of this semester for some reason.
Okay. And that's pretty much what I'm feeling, too.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad to confirm it for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Monica. You have a great evening. Lots of love.
You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
A question for you, Sumaya. When you go to your YouTube channel and there is like you go to a morning meditation. The voice on that, is that your voice or is that a...
That is me.
Really? Wow, it sounds so different.
I know, because that's my meditation voice as opposed to my like normal animated voice.
Oh, wow.
If I did my normal animated voice, I don't think I think people might have a harder time getting into meditation.
Wow,
so that's my meditation voice.
I just can't get over that. It's such a difference. I'm so into voices because that's all I hear all day in my ear with radio talking to people. But
I've had people in my classes ask if that was me, and then when they hear me do a live meditation, they're like, "Oh, okay, it is you."
Are you in trance or anything? Or?
No. It's just my meditation
channeling
voice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I get to do it on a show sometime.
Yeah, it's just go in and do here's what's coming up for meditation.
I'm gonna try that tonight before I go to bed. So.
Which one is that?
Well, it says morning meditation. Maybe I shouldn't try that one. Is there an evening meditation one?
I don't have one that's called evening meditation. They're all, you can do them at any time.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll have to see which one that is. I don't even know.
Morning meditation, connect with your inner guidance.
Oh, okay, it's that one. Yes. Monica, if you're still listening, that might be another good one for you. I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's really good.
Awesome.
Great job.
I've got a whole list of other meditations I need to record, and I just haven't had time to do it, so it's on my to-do list.
Yeah. We all have a very, very long to-do list, don't we?
Yes.
When we are the ones that run these, businesses, I guess you'd say, for a better word, it's just... mind-boggling.
Yes, I know. Well, you know, keeps us from being bored.
Yeah. I told my wife, I said, I could sit at my desk nonstop and still have things to do.
Yeah, exactly. You're not alone. And don't forget to take time out to take care of you.
Yeah, it's important to all the folks out there, restore. I know, especially in this, for a better word, you know, the Trump era, is the tension so high? And I know the other day, we were I think it was Monday. I had my new political show on with a couple of guests. We was like an hour, and it was good. But you know, you start talking about that, and you know, it's your heart really gets into it because you know we're talking mm-hmm. about people and doing the right thing for people. And for me, as you know, I'm very adamant about it because I don't want to see people hurt. And I'm just seeing a lot of alarm bells now that action is being done, not just talk. But anyway, I digress a little. But anyway, so after the day of the show and my postings and then even my other shows, it spills over nowadays. Everybody's talking mm-hmm. about it. You can't get mm-hmm. away from it. And so once I left the show and went, once it was over, and then I went to watch a little TV, I had to go find a movie that was just peaceful. I found a family movie and about a mother and her daughter.
What was it?
Yes. I'll have to find a name. I can't think of it. It wasn't like
you'll
that.
Have to paint
but anyway,
me on
it
was, Facebook.
Yeah. But it was really nice. It really helped me just to relax and just get away. And everybody needs to do that because it's nothing worse than going to bed and leaving all that stress and negative energy inside you when you go to bed. I just can't do that. I got to release it every night.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been thinking about – have you ever watched the movie Pollyanna? It's a Disney movie from like the 60s.
Oh, no.
I think early 60s with Hayley Mills. And it's awesome. It's where the term don't be such a Pollyanna comes from. I believe it was from a book from much earlier. I want to say early 20th century maybe. But it's a very delightful feel-good movie. So anybody who's looking for something, I highly recommend it. Find it on, I'm sure you can find it on Amazon.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good stuff. Let's go to our next call here. Let's go to area code 415 in the Bay Area. Can we get your first name? Hello? 415, are you there? Can't hear you. Okay. Well, you might want to check back with us and call back in. 828 area code, welcome. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Vivian and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hey, Vivian, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Wonderful. How can I help you, love?
Thank you for taking my call. Well, I'm calling to find out if you can get anything on why I have such unpleasant dreams. I've had unpleasant dreams for as long as I can remember, and I just want that to stop. Or if there's something else that my soul wants me to know instead of this, I'm open to that.
So, I'm just tuning into what's coming through. A bunch of things are coming through. One is, it feels like you need to do some grounding. Are you familiar with grounding?
Yes.
Okay. So it feels like you need to do some grounding. And as you ground, one of the things I do when I do a grounding exercise, whether it's walking barefoot outside on the earth or doing a grounding meditation in my home or wherever, is I picture anything that I'm ready to release. The way I do grounding meditations is I see three grounding cords, one coming out of my root chakra and two coming out of the bottoms of my feet where the minor chakras, if you will, that are at the bottom of your feet come out. And typically what I do in a grounding meditation is picture those three grounding cords going through the earth all the way to the earth's core and wrapping around the core of the earth. And so anything that I'm ready to release, I visualize going down through those grounding cords, through the earth, all the way to the core, where the core can then just transmute whatever it is into love. So with whatever it is that you want to release, give that a try. And the other thing that I'm hearing is there's something in those dreams that you're supposed to pay attention to, and it feels like you're not paying attention because you don't like the dreams, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like if you paid attention to the message, they would stop. And so maybe it's also just asking to get that message in a form and format that you can more easily absorb. But there's something about the message of the dreams that's important, and that's why they keep showing up.
Okay.
It's interesting because I'm seeing a circle, but the circle, and I have no idea what this means, so hopefully it means something to you. It's like the circle is half lit up, and the other side is dark. I just want to make sure I'm getting this message correct. It's that as you pay attention to the message of those dreams, the other half of the circle is going to light up.
Okay.
And then it'll be just kind of this, you'll have the whole picture because it feels like right now you're operating on partial knowledge, partial insight, partial wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as you pay attention to whatever those messages are, that you'll get the whole picture, and you can ask for the messages to come through, and I'm getting to tell you that again in a different way. So
okay.
instead of resisting, because what it feels like is similar to what I said to one of the other callers, instead of resisting what's coming through, it's more about just embracing the message. And so ask for it to come through in a different way, and it feels like you'll be supported in that request.
Okay,
and even
yeah.
if you continue to have kind of the quote-unquote bad dreams, pay attention because there's a reason why they're coming through the way they're coming through.
Okay. I'm going to do that because, you know, I've had bad dreams constantly, almost every night since I was a little girl, and I'm 41 now, and I rarely have had any pleasant dreams.
Okay. It feels like there's some past life stuff in there. Does it need to be looked at, or does it just need to be released? It feels like it just needs to be released, past life stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so, so as you are releasing that stuff through the grounding cords that I described in that grounding meditation that you do, once you've released whatever it is that you want to release through the grounding cords back into the earth's core, I want you to visualize what's coming back through the earth's core, up through those grounding cords back into your body, is part of what you're claiming for yourself right now is that you write this down if you can, or listen to the recording if you don't get it. I choose to stand in my power.
Okay.
And I consciously release anything and everything that is keeping me from doing so.
Okay.
And then reclaim again, I choose to stand in my own power. Sorry, I make that, I choose to stand in my divine power. Right? So it's a three-step affirmation, if you will. So I choose
mm-hmm.
to stand, I choose to stand in my divine power, and then I release anything that's keeping me separate from that. And then
mm-hmm.
reclaiming again, I choose to stand in my divine power.
Okay. I'll do
and
that.
make that a meditation, and it feels like you need to do that for several days.
Mm-hmm.
And trust your intuitive guidance of how many days. It feels like it's like six-ish.
Uh-huh.
And you'll know when it's time to stop.
Okay.
I hope all that makes sense.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. I'm happy to help, and lots of love to you, Vivian.
And same to you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you, Vivian. Appreciate it. Okay, let's take one final call here. Area code 267. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hello, my name is Donna. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. Hey, Donna, how are you?
Okay, how are you?
Good, thanks. How can I help you, love?
I just wanted to know, it was something like the last caller. I don't know how to explain it. For the past, 9 months, I've been going through a big transaction in my life as far as my relationship and
uh-huh.
career. And I feel like... Am I on the right path? I mean, I've been doing a lot of work on myself because of all this transactions on myself. Is there anybody or anything you see negative or positive I should get out of the way?
What I'm feeling is more about you. It's not about other people. It's... And for lack of a better way of explaining it, what I'm seeing is that with all of these changes, they're not fully integrated. And so it's almost like half of your body is dark and half of it is light. And to me, how I'm interpreting that is that everything that you, all of the changes, all of the transitions that you've been going through, they're not 100% integrated. And so it's almost like you need to take a pause because it feels like you've been pushing with all of these changes to some extent because you're so anxious to get to the other side of them.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
is that right? Okay, so
yeah.
And so it's time to you've got to take a break and let it integrate, because if it's not integrated, all the steps that you take while it's still not integrated are not going to be from your full power. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So what it really feels like is just, and I keep hearing it this way, it's time for the pause that refreshes. And I don't know if that means anything to you, but that's how I'm hearing it. And it's as you take a break, it's almost like you need to breathe. Because the pace of change is so great that you're almost energetically out of breath, if that makes sense. And do you have a meditation practice, Donna?
No, I don't.
Okay. It feels like something like a meditation practice or doing yoga or something like that where it will help you integrate all of the stuff that's going on, because it's really, like, what I'm seeing is it's time to, you need to dial back the pace a little bit. So anything that's going to get you to slow down, whether it's meditation or yoga or, going for a walk in nature, follow whatever intuitive hits you get, but it's time to slow down, and it's in that slowing down that both sides of your body will be able to integrate in a way that they haven't.
Okay, so I'm halfway there, maybe, but I just need to
I'm not even going to give you a number, because it feels like you're racing to get to a destination, and part of the message for you is enjoy the journey. Because there's lessons that you are going to get and insights that are going to be revealed along the way, that if you are in too much of a rush to get to the end point, you're going to completely miss. And it's the entire journey that you need to pay attention to, not just the destination. And so that's why I'm getting not to even give you like a number, because that's not the point of the process that you're going through.
Okay.
The journey is just as important as the destination, and it feels like you're trying to go through the journey at supersonic speeds, and you're missing all the beautiful scenery along the way, is the best way that I can explain it.
Oh, okay. I understand, because I'm supposed to start a class in next week, 2 weeks. And I'm just waiting to get to that, to get done it. So just enjoy the ride and slow down and just go through the process. That's what you're trying to say.
Exactly. And do some things, you know, whether it's meditation or yoga or something else to help you integrate, because it's the combination of enjoying the journey and you're giving yourself time to integrate everything that you've learned and experienced and the insights that have come up thus far on your journey. And, you know, part of the reason why they're not integrating, why they haven't integrated, is because you're trying to push through it so fast.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and so that's part of the reason why you're slowing down. It's you're enjoying the journey and you're giving your whole being time to integrate.
Okay.
Does that make
all
sense?
All right, so it makes perfect sense. So if
okay,
I do
good.
That, everything will fall into place and I won't feel so anxious. And
well, yeah, and that's part of the thing is like with meditation or anything that's going to help you slow down, you're just going to learn to be in the moment, right? So the anxiety is about something in the future.
Right.
And so it's about, like, just be in the moment. Be in the moment, because you can't enjoy the journey thinking about 10 minutes from now, from right now. Right? So just
perfect.
Be where you are. Stop thinking about 10 minutes from now.
Thank you, and that makes perfect sense. Thank you so much.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Take care, Donna. Lots of love.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Appreciate your call. All right, so going to be watching the Super Bowl this weekend?
I will be, but I couldn't even tell you who's playing.
The Patriots and Atlanta.
The Patriots, that's right.
Yeah.
So I gotta root for Tom Brady.
Of course.
He's just fun to watch.
Yeah, I figured you'd be saying that.
He's fun to watch.
I'll root for him because they're the Patriots, right? We're all Patriots.
There you have it. Good answer. Good answer.
And watch the commercials and the oh, Lady Gaga is doing the
halftime
show. Yeah.
Nice.
Promises it to be athletic. So.
Yes, I'm sure it'll be good.
Yeah. She said she's going to try to bring everybody together.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that is quite the task.
Yeah.
At this time.
Right.
So I wish her
yeah.
nothing but good luck.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be fun. It's always fun until about halftime at least. So
exactly.
There you go.
Hopefully it'll be a good game.
Yeah.
Well,
and the commercials
right,
will be good.
Yeah,
all right.
The commercials will be really good for sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, take care. Have a great week.
You too. I'll talk to you next week.
Okay. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Lots of love. Bye.
Lots of love. All righty, everybody. And we got 30 minutes left of the next show coming up as Angel Cusack is going to be joining us. So stay with us for our final show. It's been a marathon day, and we have almost reached the finish line, and it is a really fun, interesting ride today. Sure has. So everybody call back in, click on to the next show. How about that? And we'll see you here in just a minute. Love to hear from you guys on Facebook. Send me messages. Send me emails. Love to hear from you. It's been kind of quiet lately. Cricket, cricket. Keep me sane, okay? See you in a minute.